Episode number 125 of the Jack Dan podcast. It's your boy Metal X2 and Josh Rockstark in the building. What's good, man? How are you?
What's good? We got ourselves a UFC fight for this one. Fight night, state of play versus direct.
Right on the same freaking day.
Yep. We got a hell of a show coming up.
Excited. Yep, absolutely. And we got a little help to usher us in with all this greatness, because I mean, it's enough. I didn't think it's always gonna fit in one episode, honestly. I thought we just got to split it up, but you know what the heck, we might just have episode run over a little bit. Ain't nothing wrong with that. We got my boy brother from another mother, boy Loco Ono, kind of help us explain and go through things. What's good, man? How are you?
It's good, man. It's a pleasure to be on here. I go by Loco, aka the creator of the crazy work. You know what I mean? It's a pleasure. It's an honor to be on here.
Man.
Like Metal said, you just created another that. Mother. We go way back.
Oh, man. My man just created that hashtag crazy work like 5 minutes ago. What you saying?
What you mean 5 minutes ago? Man? We already got the merch out.
That's what's good, man. Well, I appreciate you joining us on the show this evening. We currently live on Twitch and Facebook today because YouTube wants to, it's not even YouTube's fault. Good old Restream, not even allowing us to be in multiple places. But appreciate all you guys joining us. You know what I'm saying? I appreciate all you guys tuning in live to hear us. And if you don't get a chance to join us, excuse me, on Wednesday nights at 9 o'clock, you can always catch our drop on your favorite listening platform at 11 o'clock a.m. EST on Friday, every Friday of the month. We are there, unless otherwise, you know, we mentioned on Twitter we're not able to drop there. But, you know, look for us most every Fridays. But anyway, just to give you a little summary of this episode, we're talking about Disney and a little Disney Marvel Showcase, a.k.a. D23. We're not going to go into all of the movie stuff, but we can talk about that another time. We're mostly digging into a lot of the games that was mentioned during D23. Cover Ubisoft Forward a little bit, 22. But to the meat and potatoes, and not talking about the Assassin's Creed Showcase, but we're talking about the Nintendo Direct and the Sony State of Play that came on the same day. I don't even know when this has ever happened before, honestly.
Yeah, it's never happened before.
Yeah, this feels like E3, honestly.
Yeah, this is a lot. Yeah,
it's a lot. But you know what? We ain't gonna waste too much time going over. We wanna, you know, make sure we get in so we can at least be able to make sure we got time to talk about it. But before we get into the meat, potatoes, and things, you know, we got to get through our appetizer first. Loco, how's the past week been going? What games have you been playing?
Man, everything's been going good. Busy as I don't know what at work. Work me kicking my ass. But games wise, I finally got back on FighterZ. I put it down for a while because, I mean, I'm gonna be real with you. They made some of the characters broken, in my opinion. So I haven't really played it since like 2020. But I got back into it, you know, met a couple of new friends online and starting to get my skills back, you know. But we've had this discussion before, Metal, about how I feel about FighterZ. My opinion, Tenkaichi 2 did it first. FighterZ did the best. And
that's true.
Of course, I'm always going to be on Smash. And then lately, I've really been taking advantage of Fortnite's no build mode. That's like the one thing that really made me like consistently play the game. You know, I didn't like the build mode because like I shoot somebody in the head and they build a fucking mansion in like 2 seconds. And I'm like, you know what? I'm like, I ain't doing all that. But
yeah,
but no, other than that, I'm not gonna lie, like lately when I've been going to like GameStop or like Bookie Trading Company, it'd be looking depressing in there. You know, I'm just, like, looking around, like, dang, there's like nothing good. Oh, I know I'm late on this, but I finally beat Fallen Order. I took the time to...
Oh, Star Wars?
Yeah, I took the time to sit down and play Fallen Order. I gotta say, I like the customization of the lightsabers aspect. I kind of like what they did with the storyline. And I like the fact that... I'm gonna spoil it. Can I spoil it?
Yeah, that's fine.
It ain't new.
I bet. Yeah. You like the fact that, yeah, they showed Darth Vader in the end, and you attempt to fight Darth Vader. Notice I said attempt. You know, but we all know Cal ain't touching Darth Vader.
His kung fu is not quite good enough yet.
Not even close.
He's building it. Yeah.
But yeah, that's about it. So, but other than that, though, I just really been looking forward to a lot of the games that are going to be coming out in the near future.
That's what's up. That's a good game.
I can't wait for the second one. Though it's supposed to come out next year.
I'm still waiting on another Force Unleashed.
Oh, that's good.
I would love a next-gen system of Force Unleashed, because Starkiller, that was my dude. You know. But anyway.
Yeah, he was cool. Yeah. Like, they have Force Unleashed on the Switch, but they never brought it to, like, the PS4 or Xbox yet.
No.
I would love to play that game again.
Like, Force Unleashed 2 was good, even though, like, I learned this the hard way back then, because I played it on the Wii. And I was like, this is nothing like the PlayStation.
Yeah. Not quite yet.
But yeah, that's really about it, man.
That's what's up. All right, then. Josh, my man, what games you been playing in this past week? How you been doing?
I've been cleaning up stuff. Like, last week I started a whole bunch of games, and like this week I'm just kind of trying to clean them up. Like, I'm still playing the Cowabunga Collection for Ninja mm-hmm. Turtles. Now I have to beat the original NES Turtles game, which is like almost like a Zelda 2 platformer. And I gotta beat the three tournament fighters, and I suck at fighting games. I don't know how I'm gonna beat this. Like, I'm on easy mode. Like, you set it to like zero on the scale, and it's kicking my ass.
Bro, if like, some of these guys are like, mode, bro. Like, if you're gonna do any kind of game, you gotta play it on the hardest difficulty level.
Well, I don't think I can. This game is wrecking me.
and Turtles was like that, honestly.
No.
Yeah.
What about you, bro?
And then like that. I also picked up Temtem, but I haven't opened it yet.
Okay, so can we get on that?
Yeah, we can. Yeah.
Okay, all right. That's what I'm saying. See, I told you.
You know what,
so
we was having this conversation earlier on the phone. All right, I'll do it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you got you too.
I tell you, I picked it up. And I guess we can cross over to my portion. Besides, you know, playing my regular Smash, but I actually picked up Temtem. I'm playing that. I haven't even opened my Splatoon. Like, it's still in the plastic. I haven't even opened it.
Let me know how that game.
I love playing Splatoon. Shout out to Team Spark. You know, my team that I play for when I do play Splatoon. I just haven't had the time. But Temtem is actually fun. Temtem, for all you guys that don't know, is a MMO, which is a multiplayer, massive multiplayer online game. And it plays just like Pokemon. It's what we want Pokemon to be, which is what I think the new Scarlet and Violet is going to be close to. You can have four players co-op, but it'll never be on the scale that Temtem is at right now. Temtem is an online game where you can't play the game offline, unfortunately. But, you know, what MMO can you play offline, right? So you can't have the best of both worlds. So when you play this, you literally log into the game and you see all the other trainers walking around with their Temtem. Like, it's just, you can walk up to them, interact with them, you know, whisper, talk to them. You got the chat going in the corner.
And you can trade on the spot, too, you know, if you just...
You can trade on the spot. Yeah. Yep, you can trade on the spot. Or the best thing is, you can run co-op games. This game was designed for at least two people. All battles are double battles. There is no single one-on-one battle. So that aspect is something that's completely different. Pokemon don't do that. Pokemon has, you know, every other battle here and there, double battles. It's like special treats. This, it increases the difficulty by allowing you to play double battles right out the gate. And then you have an energy bar where you have to use moves, and whenever you use a move, it subtracts your energy. And if your energy depletes after using moves, you go into an exhaustion state, and it actually takes some of your health. Right. And so you have to, you can't just blast like the main move, like for instance, Charizard, flamethrower. You can bang flamethrower five times unless you PP up and get it up to like 10 or whatever. Right. In this game, you can only use so many moves to get exhausted. When you're exhausted, you lose a whole turn until you can regain your energy back. So it's kind of like a hyper beam, right?
Yeah. You like, so you'll build up when you hit the bottom of the stamina. Yeah.
Yeah, so it's actually really fun, and to be able to play that game co-op right from the beginning, it says something. So
any console too, like you could be playing on Switch or PC, cross-play. And we can all tag team. Yeah,
I got one more
cross-play, cross progression.
That actually, I got two more that I forgot to mention. I tried Multiverses.
Ooh,
tried Multiverses.
How was that?
I'm not gonna lie, that's like the most deceptive game I've ever played in my life. And what I mean by that is every character that I thought was going to go hard, I didn't really care for him. But every character that I thought was going to be like weak, go hard. Like, so we all know how Smash is, right? What I can appreciate about the game is that they didn't try to beat Smash Brothers. You know, if I had to compare to anything, it's like a WB version of PlayStation All-Stars. You know, like you got Shaggy, who is equivalent to like using Mario and Smash Brothers. Like, if you want to learn how to move with everybody, use Shaggy. But if I'm gonna be real, the characters I like using the most, Velma and Tom and Jerry.
I heard Velma's really good.
Velma is.
She got nerfed. She got nerfed.
What?
Yeah, Velma got nerfed and she got changed.
Well, they took the cop thing apparently, out, right?
Yeah, she no longer calls the police. Yeah.
Dang. That was like one of my favorites. And one game that I've been playing like consistently for years, and ironically it's on my cell phone, Brawl Stars. If you haven't played Brawl Stars, you gotta give that game a try. That game is addicting.
It's not really my game. I know what you're talking about. I more so play Clash Royale, which is the previous game from Brawl Stars. So, you know, it's that's what I like playing. I like playing Clash Royale.
That's valid. But,
yep. But all right, well, yeah, so yeah, at the end of the day, it's, you know, for something that y'all, you know, want to try, it's Temtem stands on its own, and it's finally in, it's finally out of early access. There was a little controversy between having a full paid game and then dropping a battle pass on it, but, you know, that's a whole other conversation for a different day. So
they just want to keep it going. It has like that's almost like a live service kind of feel to it. Like,
I mean, it's MMO. It basically is a live service. Yeah. You put MMO in there, it's like, you know, might as well throw live service in there as well. But we get ready to get in. We get ready to get locked in. We get ready to get jacked in. Y'all stay with us. We're trying to run that Disney Marvel showcase. You know, you had a couple games that people were looking for. You know, a major announcement that I was actually happy for. And you got some other stuff where people are like, what's really happening? But then you have, which I don't see on here, there is from Skydance, a new Marvel project coming. There's no name. Game. Yep, the Captain America Black Panther game. That it's a story game. That is looking pretty hard. There's no actual gameplay yet to it. We don't know what type of game it is. Let it play like Gotham Knights, Batman, Spider-Man. Let it be an open world. Let it be a two-player co-op. One person controls Captain America. One person controls T'Challa. And let you be able to swap back and forth. Make it a story mode. Don't make it into a freaking RPG, you know, Avengers mess. I mean, listen. You can make it where you gotta level up and do that sort of thing. I'm cool with that. But give it a beginning, a story, and give it an end, and don't make it like Guardians of the Galaxy where, you know, you can only play as one character, you can't play as the other.
Hater.
Because I guarantee, and Josh, you have to agree, because I know you like the game, if you could play with Tree, Rocket Raccoon, Gamora, you would be, it would give you more, and it would entice you to play through the game more than once.
I agree. I have to agree. Yeah. But it was still a good game.
I'm not saying it was a good, well, it wasn't a good game. I'm not saying that. It could have been better.
Could have been.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
It could have been they better. They went for like a Mass Effect kind of feel to it. Yeah, where
and
Star Lord is your Commander Shepard, and you're like, you're telling everybody else what to do, kind of thing. Yeah.
Yeah, but in Mass Effect, you wasn't changing other people's outfits and stuff, was you?
No.
Exactly. Exactly. And in Guardians of the Galaxy, you're customizing Gamora, customizing Rocket Raccoon, kind of give you the same feeling of Cyberpunk, where you spend 3 hours at the character selection mode only to see your character in the mirror.
Yeah,
and when they get on or when they get on the bike. I mean, come on, that's the stupidest thing ever. But anyway, we're gonna get off of that. Speaking of Cyberpunk, if you guys are not watching Cyberpunk Edge Runners, I suggest you do that.
No?
Excellent, excellent, yes, excellent anime show. Yeah. Excellent anime show on freaking Netflix. Excellent, excellent. Yo, I stayed up watching this.
Would you put it over Tekken Bloodline?
Yeah. And I finished Tekken Bloodline. Tekken Bloodline was good, but the thing is with Tekken Bloodline, unfortunately, I knew the story already, right? I knew the story. The story basically takes place like, you know, Tekken 1, Tekken 2, Tekken 3. You know, we know what happens. We follow June. We know June is Jen's mom and this and that. So we kind of have an idea of what happens with it. This is something completely different, and it's just like, yo, it's exciting. Like, I feel like I'm going on an adventure. Like, so much happens in the first freaking episode. Like, it's just, it's absolutely nuts. So much happened in the first episode.
Studio Trigger are gods. Like, their animation is just looks so good.
I'm watching it. Yeah. I'm watching it. Like, I was a good big fan of Tekken Bloodline. But I gotta say, I'm usually not one for, you know, people like adding random things into the story. Which can I spoil the show? Can I, or should I just like stay quiet for the people that haven't?
I mean, you can talk about it because it's been out for a couple weeks. So,
yeah,
you
know.
So like the fact that Harong used to bully Jin, I was like, I see why y'all did that. If you think about what was it, Tekken 4? When you did the Iron Fist tournament with Jin or Harong's story, how they meet in the end of that parking garage, I see kind of where that correlated. But I was like, I don't know exactly how I feel with Harong being Jin's bully, but I see why Netflix did it. Like, if you're a true fan,
yeah, they try to incorporate some of the old, like the Tekken 4, Tekken 5 storylines in it,
right? And kind of put a little backstory and then have them be like frenemies. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Right. I like that, and this is going to sound biased, and I'm sorry, but I'm not sorry. If you're going to show Yosumitsu, show Yosumitsu. All right?
Yosumitsu got his ass beat.
He got his ass beat. You didn't even see the fight. I was like, I wouldn't care that he lost. I would just care that we didn't see it.
You just want to see it, yeah. And that's what I'm saying. The show was focused around...
the Mishimas, right?
Just Jin. Yeah, the Jin and the Mishimas. Yep. So it's just, it is what it is. In Cyberpunk, even though the focus, again, I'm not going to try to, I do my best trying not to spoil it. It's around David, right? David is the main character. And, you know, you get to see what happens with him and how he, is introduced in the whole Cyberpunk world, right? Even though these episodes are only 30 minutes. Okay, it jam-packs so much in the 30 minutes. It's just like, boom, like you right there. Action, boom, story, boom, storytelling. I mean, it's just, everything is just like, it's a whole roller coaster. By the time you finish episode one, you're like, oh, like, I want more. Episode two, click it. Whoa, I gotta have more. And I'm just click, 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 click. Like, like by the time I get done with this season, I want season two. You know what I'm saying? Because it's just, I want a whole movie. So... Please,
that's
if
the
you
way
have
I
not
felt
seen
with
it.
Arcane, like it was just
see,
one
I need to
after
watch
the
Arcane.
Other. Just
I need to watch Arcane.
Yeah, watch Arcane after you're done Edge Runners. Yeah.
Okay, I'll do that. So to swing back, we got Tron Identity in a Disney Marvel Showcase, Illusion Island, which a lot of people were looking for this game to come back. People who love Mickey's Castle of Illusion, to see Illusion Island is what everybody wanted. Marvel's Midnight Suns, that's what I was looking for. This game was supposed to came out in October. But it got slid down to winter 2023, which technically could be December, January, February, mm-hmm. right? I think March too, right? But then during D23, they finally said, okay, guess what? It comes out December 2nd. So this is definitely one of those games that's going to be under people's Christmas trees. I'm actually okay with it coming out December because that's right after Pokemon has came settled in. That's right after if I choose to pick up COD. So it's some time. So it's actually a perfect play.
Yeah, the only thing that threw a monkey wrench in the December thing is Crisis Core. That's coming out.
I'm happy about that. Oh, I'm happy about Crisis Core. So back in the day, back in college, I'm going to tell a random story. I was like the only one of my gamer friends that was in the Crisis Core, you know? And I was like, yo, this game is tough. I convinced one of my teammates to like eventually like it, but none of my friends really appreciated Crisis Core. But now I found out that they're bringing it back. Oh man.
Mm-hmm.
Oh man.
Yeah, they were showing the comparisons. It looks great.
It looks amazing. Like
seeing them side by side.
Yeah, I was like, it's like that same feeling I had when Final Fantasy Remake came out. I was just like doing backflips in my apartment and shit.
I didn't even finish the Final Fantasy 7.
Why? And see, Metal, you know I'm going to get mad because you know I'm biased towards that. See what I want to do. Josh, hold on. Take a quick break. If you don't know, now you know.
Ooh.
I'm a diehard Final Fantasy.
Ooh. Man. That's the one from Kingdom Hearts?
Yeah.
Kingdom Hearts, yep.
Yeah.
And that one shipped from Japan, and because couldn't find it out here, but...
Did you know that was from Kingdom Hearts?
Yes, I knew. Bro, come on now. Are you really going to question my knowledge on Kingdom Hearts? Are we really about to do this right now?
I was just asking. No. Okay, nothing against you, but a lot of people don't know that there is a couple different versions of Cloud that people don't really know about. And to me, the two most popular versions of Cloud that I like is the Kingdom Hearts Cloud and the Event Children Cloud. Those two. Those two for me are the best versions of Cloud. I don't like the original one. I don't like it.
What's wrong with the original one? What's wrong with the original?
No, it's nothing wrong with it. But you gotta understand the Kingdom Hearts version of Cloud. It make Cloud look like, yo man, like if you just step in his same personal space, he'll wipe you off the face. He give you like a certain hardness. You know what I'm saying?
Always
like,
had that though.
It's not the same.
His hands looking like horseshoes, bro. He's always had that hardness. You know, the only the swag looked a lot different when he was on Kingdom Hearts. But the only thing that was like really, you know, only that was like truly different is like his like lack of memory and everything. And of course, everyone's gonna love how Advent Children looked because, I mean, let's be honest, that movie is like that's automatic top five.
That outfit was cold.
Yeah.
Like
that movie still looks good, and it's been like what 15 years since it came out.
Bro, don't
like that, bro. Yeah. Listen, I remember when that movie came out. I couldn't even wait for the English version. I watched the Japanese version English subtitles, and it actually the ending changed when it came over stateside. The end, the Sephiroth fight scene was different. The finishing was different. So again, a lot of people ain't know that either. So if you're real, you know, you're real when you know. But I to this day still blast that movie soundtrack. Those who fight harder. The motorcycle scene, the piano scene with Luds and Tifa.
Oh man,
yeah.
You gotta admire the One Wing Angel Advent Children version.
Oh yes, and the One Wing Angel. Yes, yes.
Actually,
hold on.
Are you about to play right now?
I'm about to show you. No, hold on.
I was about to start dancing.
Okay, see.
Oh I don't like you. I'm telling you, man, don't play with me.
This is why iPhone will never, ever, ever, ever beat Android. Okay. I'm sorry.
You lucky that we have a topic for tonight, because I would end that whole conversation right now. But I'm gonna let you have it for right now. You my boy. All right.
Anyway, going back on schedule. We got Marvel Strike Force, mobile action RPG, which is out now. Marvel Snap, which is a mobile trading card game. I'm actually looking forward to that. We'll see how that is. October 18th.
Could be good.
Aliens Dark Descent, which is an RTS game, which I love RTS games. Avatar Frontiers of Pandora. Sounds like a WoW expansion. That sounds hilarious. Lego Star Wars, the Skywalker Saga Galactic Edition, and there's also a new Disney Plus series. Characters coming to the game. That's crazy. Return to Monkey Island, Gargoyles Remastered. Wait a minute. Is that the show Gargoyles?
Yeah, that's the old game. Yeah.
We talking about Brooklyn?
Mm-hmm. They're bringing that back.
We talking about Brooklyn Gargoyles?
Wait, really?
Yeah.
No, that was my
what? Gargoyles being remastered.
That was the highlight
years?
For my for me.
Wait, what?
Super NES one?
Whoa.
Yes, I remember this.
How could you
hold up? Yo, I remember this.
But that's not.
I remember the TV show. Mm-hmm. Stop it. Okay, that's a Switch pickup. Don't play with me.
Hey, can I ask you a stupid question? Stupid question. So they finally released like an actual trailer for this game, and I don't know how I feel about it yet. I really don't, and I'm a diehard fan. Sonic Frontier. How do you feel about it? Because I mean,
I'm not sure yet.
Apparently their first attempt at an open world in this game. Definitely a lot different from what we're used to. And I know when you think open world with Sonic, you're thinking of Sonic the Hedgehog with Sonic Shadow and Silver, but this is like completely open world. And I think I would like it more if the premise of the game was a lot different, but I can't knock it until it comes out. And of course, I'm bringing Gold Sonic. I think I would like it more if they brought in other characters. I know it's a Sonic.
Yeah, because it's just him, right?
Let's just be honest. Yeah. There's other characters we like more than Sonic. Me personally, Shadow the Hedgehog all day. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I'll wait till they get to the bargain bin at Walmart.
That's how you feel? Y'all don't have a bargain bin in Canada, my dude.
Yes, we do. Yes, we do. It's called
the cheap and cheerful bin.
Yes, we do. Yes, I said cheap and cheerful. Yes, that's it. Whatever. Zero and chat on Twitch. Talking about some spoken like a true fanboy. Listen, you gotta understand. I'm not trying to. I love both Android and iPhone. I both have one each. But when we can talk about one of my favorite movies, you know, next to Event Children. What's the other one? Night something. Oh my gosh, the Final Fantasy. The one with Nyx. One based on the prequel to Final Fantasy 15.
Oh, yeah, we watched that together.
Yes, we did.
I forgot what it's called.
Gosh.
Yeah.
I forgot what it's called. But anyway, that game, I mean, that show, that was a that was a good one. That was a good one. So you got something like that. Kingsglaive, that's what it is. So Kingsglaive, yeah. So when you got something like that going, and then being able to put that on your lock screen, or when somebody's calling, you see the video playing. I'm sorry, bro, you can't do that on an iPhone. And then it is what it is. I ain't defending it, and I'm just loving the fact that I could do it. So, you know, don't hold me. Anyway.
I'm giving a focus.
Whatever.
opening Pandora's box.
Yeah, and I'm about to close that mug right now. Mirrorverse, a mobile RPG game with Disney villains. Disney Speedstorm, which is a top competitor to Mario Kart, which I think might be actually poised to do really well. Yeah, it's poised to do really well, so we'll see. Mm-hmm. Disney Dreamlight Valley, which is a Sims and Animal Crossing and Harvest Moon kind of crossover game where you're kind of playing in like Disney theme park and doing stuff. I've seen a lot of people playing it, and they're loving it. For me, that game is not for me.
I can't do it. Like those kind of games, like Sims, Animal Crossing, like nothing against them, you know, but it's like I'm playing a game of actual life. It's like some metaverse, you know. I don't know. It wasn't for me.
I'm gonna try it when it goes free to play, because right now it's in early access, and you have to pay $40 to get access. Yeah,
that Founders Edition. Whew.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Avatar Reckoning, mobile MMORPG shooter. We'll see how that happens. We have a Captain America Black Panther game, which is the one I was talking about, by Skydance Entertainment. And we have Marvel World of Heroes, which is a mobile game. So that's D23. Those are the games.
Yeah, a lot of mobile.
Excuse me, that announced. If you would like to see the TV shows that and movies that are announced, Phase 4, Phase 5, be sure to just, you know, jump on Google, look up D23. You'll see their information, like the new Avengers 4 and 5, and then the new Ant-Man, Quantumania. They're unleashing Phase 4 and 5 TV shows. Daredevil's new TV show, Secret Invasion. The Marvels, Armor Wars.
They're doing a Secret Wars.
Thunderbolts.
Mm-hmm. They're doing a Secret Wars. Yeah, you got Blade coming out.
You got Blade. Yeah. So it's a lot of stuff.
Kang.
Yeah.
I'm more the big bad.
I'm a little bit biased to Blade. Like once they did Morbius, I was like, "Yo, Blade right around the corner. Blade is right around." Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, true.
Yeah,
true. All right, let me see. We got cool. We make an excellent time. Love it. Ubisoft Forward, 2022 pre-show. Brawlhalla, Simon Belmont, and Alucard is coming to Brawlhalla on October 19th, which is crazy. For Honor, which is a game that I absolutely love, that they're continuously pushing this game. They're in year 6, season 3. It's called The Demon Dagger. If you haven't played For Honor, jump on it. It's an excellent game. We were talking about that yesterday.
He convinced me.
Indie highlight, Second Stone, 3D final, 3D fantasy action game, and Two Falls, which is a 7th century setting in Canada narrative game. Interesting. Ubisoft Plus is free to try till October 10th, which is also nice. And the reason why they're doing that is because they're having a hard time to get people in to pay for a subscription. I mean, honestly, Ubisoft Plus is nice, but it's not enough to justify the cost. It's for me, it's not.
They gotta roll that into the Game Pass.
Make sense.
Yeah. PlayStation Extra or something. Yeah.
Yeah.
I wouldn't get that by itself.
Why did they announce the Crew 2? Crew 2 is already out, unless it's Crew 3.
Yeah, they're on I think season 3 of the Crew 2.
Okay.
Yeah. They makes announced sense. A lot of DLC in the showcase, which was a little weird. I guess they needed to fill the show.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah.
Then we have Anno 1880, New World Rising DLC. So then you have the actual Ubisoft Forward show. Mario & Rabbids Sparks of Hope. I'm actually looking forward to that free DLCs. DLC with playable Rayman character coming out next year. If you haven't played the first Mario & Rabbids Kingdom Battle, it's an excellent game. I suggest you jump in it so you can kind of have an idea of what you're jumping into. Mario plus Rabbids is a Mario game with a gun. Yes, y'all heard me right. Mario has a Mega Man type blaster for the first time ever. It is a strategy game. It has the feeling of XCOM, where you can duck for cover. You can sort your squad out, made up of Mario characters and Rabbit characters that's dressed up as Mario characters. But it's a lot of dialogue. The story is good. And our dear friend, Rabbit Peach, she made the first game, and she's back for round 2. If you go through and play Kingdom Battle, Rabbit Peach will have you laughing throughout the whole entire game. She is hilarious. Just her character alone. So that's good stuff. Skull and Bones is coming on October 8th. Riders Republic is getting a BMX update, and I think they're in season 4. Game, for some reason, it was hype when it first came out, but then it kind of dropped. People are still playing it if there's a BMX update, because, it's not like, certain other games where, like Babylon's Fall, where the game has completely died and is getting shut down. I mean, when I tell you, listen, I don't want to hear nobody talk about that over Avengers, because let me tell you, that Avengers and Anthem, longer. I was just about to say, and Avengers is still going. They've already announced Winter Soldier expansion for that, right? So, if they're shutting down a whole online service for a game, Square Enix, that's a whole different conversation.
They shut it down, but they're like, you can't buy it anymore. Yeah. We want to erase this thing from history. Yeah. And it lasted like 6 months or something like that.
I feel bad. Seeing a game come like that from a AAA publisher is actually rather concerning. It really is. Right. Honestly, I don't know how to really feel when you have what's good, Lord Oni. I don't understand how a AAA company like that can come out with a game and it be okay. Like, this is AAA. This is Square freaking Enix. And a game lasts for 6 months and they pulled a plug already? I don't know. It is what it is on that. We got the Division 2 Season 10 and 11 coming this year. The Division Heartland, which is a free-to-play version of Division 2. I don't know how they're going to run. I guess Heartland is going to run side-by-side with Division 2, I guess.
Yeah.
I would like to see them get rid of Division 2 and merge everything in Heartland. The reason why I'm saying that is because if they're going to focus on a free-to-play version of Heartland, you can literally get Division 2 copy for like $10-$15 right now. Like, the game is dirt cheap. So why would I play Heartland? That's a game that's free to play, which, you know, it's going to be a ton of gimmicks, battle passes, money to spend on other content. Why would I play that versus playing Heartland? It kind of doesn't make sense.
Go ahead.
Let me ask you this. y'all gotta have a preference, right? Taking battle pass, free to play with a battle pass, or buying the game outright? What would you take if you had to choose?
I think I'm going to buy the game. Yeah. Because, like, there's a different expectation when it's free to play. And, like, you can kind of see what's happening with Halo Infinite. Like, that you can kind of feel it. That, like, the free-to-play model, they just can't get right. I think Fortnite's one of the few that got it right.
One of the few.
I feel like Apex almost got it right.
Apex got it right too. Gotta give Apex the flowers.
Yeah.
The reason why I say that, and this is just, I'm a little bit biased, but I just don't like the fact that you have to be on a team with Apex. That's like the only thing I don't like. Like, you know, I don't mind being on a team, but come on now, what happens when your team suck? You know what I mean? So Metal, what are you taking? Battle pass or buy the game outright?
I would buy the game outright. I'd just buy it and be done. I'd rather buy the game outright and buy DLC or expansions for it than getting the game over them adding new content to the game. Because I don't want my stuff locked behind paywalls. That's what I don't want. For instance, if you look at multiverses, if you look at how expensive the characters are to buy, you know, versus going right plan, I mean, you're spending $25 a character on multiverses. That is ridiculous, in my opinion. I understand the developers got to get paid, and I want to get the developers to get paid, but when you're locking characters behind a paywall, well, not you're locking it, because you can't grind to unlock them, but it's just kind of like Apex. I don't know. I'm just, and it's actually not even Apex, because it is Apex. Because it can make or break a win. So I mean, it is. I don't know. I'm just not for the whole model. I don't know. I don't like it.
A lot of people were buying the Founders pack for multiverses and just not using the tokens. They're gonna save him for like when the later characters come and it gets a little grindy to get them. Yeah.
Yeah, but who's paying $100 for a game though?
This one was the pack that has like $60, and it's like I think it's like 20 unlock tokens. So you could 20, pick like 20 of the characters.
Okay, so yeah. I was off then. Okay.
Well, there is there is that one that's like 120.
And okay, I know 30, I remember seeing one that was over like $100, so.
Yeah.
I remember seeing that. Okay. We have Rainbow Six. No, I'm sorry. We have the Division Resurgence, which is the mobile free-to-play shooter, which is Division. We also have Rainbow Six Mobile, which is a free-to-play game similar to the main game, but... Excuse me, judging that it's saying mobile, I guess we can be able to play these on phones. We have a Netflix partnership. Three games coming exclusively to Netflix. Valiant Hearts 2, Mighty Quest sequel, and then an Assassin's Creed mobile game. And this, again, goes to show you why playing games on superior phones, it's nice because, you know, you get to run stuff like that, which is, again, the reason why I love my phone, because I can open that boy up and play a full game. You got Trackmania coming, Rocksmith Plus, and then Just Dance 2023 with their brand new multiplayer online mode. Now, before they had it where you could do like you join like a random room and then you're playing against like hundreds of people and you're climbing up a ladder. But they had in this game, you have an actual online multiplayer. You can invite people to your lobby, and I'm assuming it's going to be crossplay. I have to look it up first to confirm if it is crossplay. Then the Assassin's Creed showcase, we have Assassin's Creed Mirage, which is in Baghdad, that's 2023, Assassin's Creed Valhalla, the last chapter, which is, you know, extra DLC, which is the last DLC for that game, yep. Assassin's Creed Codename Jade, mobile game that's in China, we should see how that goes. You know, I really gotta give it off to Netflix. Netflix is producing some of the best animation content, wholesome content, and I'm sorry, even though Cyberpunk is really good, it still has a lot of ways to go to knock off the crown, which is Castlevania. For me personally, Castlevania's series, I think it's three seasons on Netflix, is the best animations, like as far as like series that they have. For me right now, their Netflix movie that Netflix made, for me right now, that number one is Bubble. Those are my two favorites. So TV show Castlevania and movie Bubble, both created by Netflix. They're coming out with these shows. They're bringing it here.
All right. Wait. I got to ask y'all this because, you know, what would Loco be if Loco don't be Loco? How you feel about Berserk?
I didn't watch it, so I can't speak on it.
Oh, bro. What I need you to do, when you get a moment.
I'll put it on my list, I know.
Put it at the top. Josh, did you watch Berserk?
No, I haven't watched it yet.
Okay, listen. This is all I'm going to say. If anime decided to put on an all-black pair of Air Forces, that's Berserk. And it's only three episodes long. Like, each episode is like over an hour. The last episode is going to fuck you up. It's going to fuck you up. That's all I'm going to say.
So it's like a mini-series?
So Berserk was actually an anime, like, way back when. So what Netflix did was a prequel to it. And I don't want to say too much. Like, a friend of mine, he put me on it, right? I watched it. And, like, on the last episode, because it's like a three-part. And so, like, on part three, I called him and I was like, listen, I hope that you heat up a Hot Pocket and the first bite is blazing hot and the second bite is frozen. I hope that you order food at a restaurant and they drop it. You know what I mean? Like, I was hoping the worst for this man because... that shit fucked me up. And like, don't get me wrong, Castlevania, it's hard. That metal ain't lying. That's definitely top three.
It's a good show. It's a
good show. No, it's a great show. Like, I wasn't even into Castlevania until I watched it on Netflix. If I'm gonna keep it 100 with you.
Mm-hmm. I like everything that show was about. Fight scenes, the climaxes. You got comedy, you got a love story, you have action, the fight scenes, like everything is good on it. So to join all of that, we have an Assassin's Creed Netflix series, which is coming, which I can't wait for that.
Interesting.
So that's craziness too. We got Assassin's Creed Codename Red in feudal Japan. Assassin's Creed Codename Hex, which takes place during the witch trials.
Ooh, that's going to be hard.
Excuse me. And Assassin's Creed Infinity, which apparently this is kind of like a free-to-play game that you can play that connects all of the games later.
Yeah.
I don't know how that's going to work.
Yeah, the way it's going to work is like you play Codename Red, Codename Hex, and I believe they're going to roll Codename Jade into it. And it acts like a hub. So you play these stories through this one, like, remember when Assassin's Creed had the Animus and you had like Desmond? It's like that. So like all these are like connected to one Animus. And apparently they said that like this is not just going to be like your traditional like Assassin's Creed adventure. So there will be like one part of it that's like multiplayer. There might be another part of it that's a different type of game. Like, so we could see like an Assassin's Creed tactics game or an RPG, like turn-based RPG. Like it's going to have different games that are all connected under the one banner. So ooh,
that's going to be tough.
I'm down with that.
Yeah.
That's going to be tough.
It's kind of interesting. Yeah.
Okay. So Lord Oni said Infinity isn't a game. It's a hub system, basically a virtual Animus. That's what's up. Okay. I think that's how you described it. Okay. That's what's up. So here we are, the meat and potatoes of this whole thing. We have the Nintendo Direct, and we have the Sony State of Play, and we're 46 minutes in. Do you want to roll the dice and do one and do the other next week, or are we gonna get through both of these? What you want to do?
I think we could do it.
We could do it.
At least the State of Play is not that long. Yeah.
That's true. All right,
the meat and potatoes is the Direct. Yeah.
All right, let's get into it. All right, let's try to stay focused. I'm gonna do my best to keep us on track, and so we can be able to get through this where we don't, you know, go straight too far away from the goal. Nintendo Direct. It showed yesterday, 10 o'clock a.m. People Eastern Standard Time. It opened with a game called Fire Emblem Engage, which is something that was actually leaked for a long term coming. They said that the main character is going to have red and blue hair. Leaked on 4chan, I want to say like 4 or 5 months ago, everybody thought it was fake. Come to find out, it is correct and is quickly picking up memes such as the Pepsi logo or the Oral-B toothpaste, where the person has red and blue hair. It's actually very bad. The premise of this game is the genuine at heart of it, Fire Emblem. Combat tactics, Final Fantasy tactics over kind of gameplay, except in this game, so in Fire Emblem Warriors, you summon spirits from other different worlds, and they came to your world to help you fight in the form of people like Lucina and Marth and, you know, all those other people. So, and the reason why I'm okay with this game is because Intelligence Systems and Nintendo is not, they're not doing rehashes over and over. Every entry that has been out has been consistently brand new, from Fates to Byleth's Fates. And then we have the one on the Switch. Oh my gosh.
No. Byleth is Three Houses.
Three Houses. I'm sorry. Fates is it's Corrin. Corrin is Fates, Three Houses is Byleth, which that game was action-packed by itself. And then we followed up with the Warriors game, Three Hopes. But then now we're coming to a game called Engage, which this is the second game that's built from the ground up on the Switch, which 2 Fire Emblem games in 7 years. I love it. And this game allows you to put a ring on and summon spirits of the previous Fire Emblem series. And you're right, Josh, it does remind you of Tokyo Mirage Sessions.
Yeah.
Fire Emblem Nand, where in that game, how did you summon them from the other games? you would summon their move or something like that. Yo, I'm totally forgetting that game. It's craziness. And that you would summon the heroes in the world. Well, in this game, you're not actually summoning the hero. You're summoning like a spirit of that hero in the ring. They show that you kind of fuse with that hero. So, you know, it kind of is like Mirage Sessions. And they show one scene where the hero and Marth is opening the door as if Marth is like right there with them. But, you know, Marth is kind of like a spirit at that time. So a lot of this game is, it looks interesting. It looks very interesting. I like the fact that you can recruit people. Let me take that back. From what I saw, it looks like you have like a main five core heroes, but I don't know. Does it look like you can recruit other people? I don't know. Because they had all the characters look like they can fuse with a different spirit from a different game. And that's what their abilities are. And they have like the arm and everything. So, you know what, Josh? I think you're right. It's looking more like Tokyo Mirage Sessions, except it's not an RPG game. It's still a tactics game. It's very interesting.
Yeah, you see like Lin, you see Roy. They're in like the background there. It looks like you can be their spirits too. And like fuse with them.
It's pretty interesting. So, we have to wait till January 2023, which is not far off. It's like what, 4 months?
Mm-hmm. And remember, that game was done since like and just in polish like since Xenoblade came out. Yes,
I forgot. They said that they've been sitting on this game.
Yeah,
and they didn't bring it out. They said, "Why is Nintendo sitting on a fully finished Fire Emblem game?" And you know why they're doing it? It's because they have so many other games, and they didn't want to clog it up. If they dropped another game this year, they'd be hurting themselves because this year, literally, they have a game coming out every month that's hitting back to back. I mean, we got Bayonetta what, next month?
Yep.
Bayonetta next month. And then the month that after that, November, we have freaking Pokemon. Yep. Right? Like it's just disgusting.
Yeah, now we got a new Kirby game coming. That's the February one. Oh yes. One. Yeah.
Yep. Yeah, I'm looking forward to that. They're just filling out
the months as they go. Yeah.
It's just Nintendo's winning this year, unfortunately. And it's due to the fact that developers need extra time to perfect their games. And I'm gonna just say this one part because it was recent news because they moved the date up. But I have to give props out to Gotham Knights, and the reason why I say that is because they did what Capcom couldn't do with Resident Evil 8, and they say, you know, we're dropping last gen, forget about last gen, you guys may hate us, but we're going to focus on making this game the best we can make it on current gen, and that's what they're doing. And Matt props go out to them for doing that. So
yeah, they're doing that with Midnight Suns as well. So like Midnight Suns is coming out like on time, and the other ones will come out sometime later.
Exactly. I like that. What I did not agree with this Nintendo Direct was games like It Takes Two. This game has been out for, you know, what, over a year. It's on Game Pass right now, but yet they're bringing it to Nintendo Switch. I'm not saying there's nothing wrong with it, but Nintendo needs to stop glorifying these old games and throwing a little thing on it. Say, yay, it's on Switch. Hey, you come play it on Switch now. Like, I don't like that. Fatal Frame is new, so I'm okay with that. That's good. Loco, was there any specific games on the Nintendo Direct that you was looking forward to? Just kind of looking at the list.
Looking at the list, honestly, when they announced the remake of GoldenEye.
Yeah.
I mean,
yes.
Listen, you can't be mad at that. You can't. Go, like, I'm a quote a wise man who lives in Canada that GoldenEye bought Crips and Bloods together.
Man. Look, GoldenEye is one of those games, but I have a problem with GoldenEye. I'm going to tell you why. I've played Pokemon Puzzle League on the Nintendo Switch, on the Nintendo Online, and depending on where that person lives in the world will determine how well that internet connection will be, okay? Exactly. And determine how good that connection is. Right now, it's not the greatest. So yes, GoldenEye will have online play, and the only reason why they have online play, because any game that comes on Nintendo Switch online, multiplayer acts as a controller slot. So for example, when you're playing Pokemon Puzzle League and another person comes in, they automatically act as second player. And in this game, if four people join the lobby, they all have a controller slot. So in essence, they're playing, you know, four player. Now, I mean, the sucky thing about it is it's not infrastructure. We wanted infrastructure. We wanted lobbies. We wanted their data centers to take over so we can have a lag-free experience. Hell, I even paid for a membership to play this to pay for rollback netcode. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's... I want it to be a good experience. There, I don't know if this is true, but people are saying the reason why that they didn't really go the distance with it because they didn't feel like people are going to play an old game like that for a long period of time. I can see myself saying, yo, you know, get the boys together and y'all want to run a good match of GoldenEye real quick. You know what I'm saying? Get everybody in and play it. The online portion will determine how long this game longs.
Plus, it's like when you play four different people in four different houses, you still see the split screen.
Yeah.
Because like the old game was encoded for that. Like that's it didn't have system link. Yeah.
Right. Now, how do you feel about the Tears of the Kingdom?
Ooh, I'm excited.
I'm really excited for it. The only reason why I say that, because I want it to... So Zelda is kind of like Final Fantasy in a sense, where Zelda, the storylines don't really connect. Like, you have to reach for the storylines to connect. I want this game to be a true sequel to Breath of the Wild. You know what I'm saying? Like, I want in some way, they have the same graphics and everything. Like, this is the first time a Zelda has the same type of graphics in the direct sequel in the same manner. For example, when Legend of Zelda Ocarina of Time came out, you literally went from adult Link to young Link in a comic book with Wind Waker, right? Mm-hmm. You went from Majora's Mask. From Ocarina of Time to Majora's Mask. So you went back to young Link again, and then you're trying to stop the world from setting over whatever. To me, there is no correlation with that. And unless I'm not understanding the Zelda lore, but for me, it doesn't connect. So then you go from that, then you have a whole bunch of other games, Skyward Sword, you got Twilight Princess, you got all that stuff, and they have all different bosses. But I want the lore to directly connect so it feels like I'm playing a true sequel. That's what I want. If it's going to be a whole different game, okay, so be it. It's fine. And let it finish telling the story with DLC. If they're going to do that, that's also fine. But like, for instance, how Xenoblade is, Xenoblade 1, 2, and 3 are all direct sequels of games. Like, they don't pick up where that world is. Like, each game is their own separate world. And Xenoblade 3 is tying all those worlds all together. So you literally have three worlds coming together, which is why on the DLC pass, it shows all three blades there. It shows Pyrus Blade, it shows Shulk's Monado, and it shows Noah's Blade as well. So to be able to have all that in one, that's fine. Every Zelda game comes with Link. It comes with the Master Sword. It comes with the Hylian Shield. You know, and that's what you have it. But I want it to be a sequel. That's how I feel.
Well, they show a little bit more soon. Because, like, I kind of have a feeling they're hiding some stuff from us. Because, like, Age of Calamity kind of opens up the story a little bit. Like, maybe, like, Zelda could be playable as a character. Because, true. Like, she's clapping cheeks in that game. And, like, she's, like... She's like smacking fools in that game, and like, and she could come in this like proper sequel to the game, but like, I think what happened was they wanted to put this game, like, you know how they did with Breath of the Wild, she like it's on Wii U and Switch. I think they wanted to do Switch and the Switch Pro, like, or whatever the next one is, but I don't think they can put that Switch Pro out and keep this game hidden from everybody.
You know what? So I kind of said that when they brought out Miyamoto, I'm like, oh, are we going to get new hardware? And this man got the nerve to talk about Nintendo, Super Nintendo World and the Mario movie. Don't nobody want that. And then this dumb Pikmin. Okay, yes, a lot of people ask for Pikmin. Y'all don't flame me. However, I'm not a graphics person where I must play a game over graphics. But I want to see them put everything they can into this game and make it the best without running into memory limitations. If you can tell me that Monolith Soft can jam all of this in Xenoblade Chronicles 3 and not run the game on mass slowdown, then I'm starting to believe that the Switch can run this stuff and developers are lazy. That's what I'm starting to feel. And if you guys play Xenoblade, your whole squad is 6+1. In 90% of the game, right? You have your 6-man character, you have a hero character. Then you can, some on an upshot, have 10, 11, 12 enemies on the screen at the same time while trying not to aggro something else walking in the background. Don't tell me the Switch can't do it. My Switch is not melting. It's not blowing up. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's just, yes, the resolution is dropped, but it's handling it. It's not chugging along and glitching out or whatever else. So I don't know. I'm kind of confused. I'm hoping the Switch Pro comes soon, so it could be proper, so the Steam Deck can have a proper competitor. Because right now, I'm not gonna say Nintendo Switch is not a proper competitor. It is, because it's not about graphics. It's about fun games. But I want to see Nintendo give a little oomph behind it. That's what I want, at least.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Get to the 4K,
something. Mm-hmm. Something.
Because how old is the Switch now?
Ooh,
7 years.
Yeah, 7 years.
Seven.
Right.
Yeah. Right. I'm surprised that thing is still, like, games are looking still great on it. Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. I mean, we're in a third system refresh, but it's funny how, even though it's in the third system refresh, nothing is really changing the way the games play. Right, I mean, you do have a longer battery life with the Switch V2. Actually, there's four Switches, including Switch Lite. Right, sorry about that. But you have the Gen 2 Switch, where you have the faster Mariko processor, you have the longer battery life, and then you have the OLED, which has the same Mariko chipset in it, different speaker placements. You have an OLED screen. It's just completely different. So I want to see them kick it up. And you know, saying, looking at Xenoblade Chronicles 3, they announced the Wave 2 DLC. I cannot wait for the challenge battles. I honestly cannot wait for October 13th. Being able to take all of your characters, all the levels, and then just climb a ladder full of battles. Because right now, the only battles that you can fight between leveling up, I mean, you have unique enemies. And there's a couple in-game enemies you can fight, but after that, there's nothing. So the fact that we have a whole slew of challenge battles forces you to probably max out your level and stuff like that. I'm looking forward to that. Also looking, using the new hero pair character, Ino. So I'm looking for that too. SpongeBob the Cosmic Shake is coming next year. That game looked really beautiful.
Let's go.
It looked nice.
Let's go.
Even though I don't play SpongeBob games, but I mean, somebody out there asking for it, not named John.
Me.
We got Fitness Boxing, Fist of the North Star, which is
I don't know
if it's a DLC. It was. Is it a DLC to Fitness Boxing, or is this a whole new game? I think it could be a whole new game. I don't know.
Ooh. Yeah, I'm not sure.
We got Oddballers, which is a party game. I hope they add some kind of multiplayer online, because it looks fun as heck. And I know Switch, they love their couch co-op games, but I really hope that Oddballers is something you can have play with other people as well. We got Tunic coming out on September 27th. I was actually excited for this Front Mission 1, 2, and 3 remake. We got the first remake coming in November, the second game, which used to be a Japan exclusive, which comes out early 2023. And then we got Front Mission 3 remake, which comes out later in 2023. It is more like a tactic strategy game with kind of like different Gundams, mechs. So it actually looks pretty good. I'm actually kind of all in that. We got Story of Seasons, A Wonderful Life, which is, again, which starts the whole farm game madness.
Yeah, I don't understand. There was a lot of farming games in this, yeah.
I don't get it. How did so many farm sim games end up in freaking on the Direct? I mean, we have Story of Seasons. We have
Fae Farm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We have Rune Factory 3. What is this? Oh, I forgot. Various Daylife. That was a Shadow Drop.
Yeah. That's another.
We got Theater Rhythm.
That's a JRPG, actually. That one.
Yeah. We got Theater Rhythm, which is a Final Fantasy game. This is where you're tapping buttons to go in sync with the music. So that's nice. There's a whole bunch of DLC for that. And then we have the new games. We kind of spoiled it a little bit before talking about GoldenEye. But we have more games coming to Switch on 64 online. Pilot Wings, Mario Party 1, 2, and 3. Which, again, that's I still like Super Mario Party Superstars. But why bring those games out when you have Super Mario Party Superstars? They literally took all those games from them. And I guess they don't have the same board games. But why do that? There's so many other 64 games you could play. Now, granted, Pokemon Stadium 1 and 2, which is two big games coming. But I don't know. I just don't see that lasting long either.
I wonder how that's going to work without the expansion pack.
Right? Like, if I want to play you, Josh, right, I have to come in your game and then pick 6 preset Pokemon from your list. Like, I can't bring my own over. I don't know. It just doesn't remind me of what Pokemon Stadium used to be. Then we got the infamous GoldenEye that's coming with online play. Also, too, as another little nugget, GoldenEye is also coming to Xbox Game Pass. However, the one that's coming to Xbox Live Game Pass is just the updated visuals. You play it in 4K. It has 4 players split screen, but there's no online.
Which is weird.
So, I will say this. When the boys come over, you play the Xbox version. Mm-hmm. And to me, that's going to be hype. I can't wait for that. I cannot wait for it. I can't wait for it. I hope you can still put in the code to unlock all the characters. Like, it's like 100 different characters on multiplayer mode. Yeah. I hope they can let you add bots. If they can let you add bots, yo. That's good stuff. Then we have another JRPG game that was Shadow Drop, Various Daylife, which is by Square Enix. We have another one, Factorio, RTS sim game. And then we have LB, which is a 2D horror exploration game. An update for Mario Strikers. We got new characters, Pauline and Diddy Kong. Altair Rise 3 coming. Wave 3, they tease of the Mario Kart 8 Deluxe Booster Pass. Nintendo Switch Sports, we got an update coming. Pikmin Bloom, which is Pokemon Go with Pikmin. I don't really understand that. Nobody asked for that. Absolutely nobody asked for that. Pikmin 4 is coming next year. Just Dance, I mean, we already know about Harvestella, but actually we get the demo and save data transfers over to the full game. We have another high anticipated game, Bayonetta 3 dropping. Master Detective Archives Rain.
This looks good.
I don't know how I feel about that. That may not really be my type of game. I don't know.
It looks like Danganronpa mixed with Ace Attorney.
I wasn't a Danganronpa fan. I don't know why. It's not. I mean, listen. Everybody has games for them. Different games. It just wasn't really my game. Wasn't really feeling it. One game I am. It's not even a game. I'm having a struggle issue. Maybe this conversation may need to be for another day. But I'm really having a struggle with the cloud versions of games that come on the Switch. Okay. Yes, they're a cloud version. You could tell when somebody does something sloppy, aka Kingdom Hearts on Switch. There is no way in the world that you're telling me that Kingdom Hearts 1 and 2 could not have been ported. If they could get The Witcher 3 running the way they have on the Switch, there is no way you can tell me that Kingdom Hearts 1 and 2 couldn't have been a game. Okay, Kingdom Hearts 3, stream, cloud, I get it. The game was highly graphically intensive. Okay, fine. Why in God's green earth do I need to play a cloud version that runs so horribly, you literally have 2G internet on AT&T running faster than that.
Bro, I mean,
I don't understand. Yeah.
I mean, me being so, I'm for those of y'all who don't know, I'm a diehard Kingdom Hearts fan. And I agree with Metal 100%. Like, when you play the cloud version, it's like you're connecting your Switch to a fax machine. You know what I mean?
Honestly.
It's like, yeah. it's almost like having an Android. Oh, you know, I wasn't going to let you make it.
I'll let you slide with that.
We opened two Pandora's box at the same time.
I'll let you slide with that. So, saying all of that, we have Resident Evil Cloud version. And then they also tease Resident Evil 7, 2 Remake, 3 Remake, Cloud versions coming this year. I don't like Cloud versions of games enough because, first of all, if I'm going to play a game that's hugely internet dependent, let it be an MMO, let it be worth it. But if you telling me I gotta keep my thing up to stream a game to play and it runs horribly, no. Xbox Game Pass, I can stream a game on my phone, it runs, it plays nice, excellent. It's like I plugged up an Xbox somewhere and played it. If your internet's not the greatest, you'll notice the quality dip because it's trying to regulate and give you the best with, like, zero latency. My bad. Forgot to use zero latency. In this game, somebody in the cloud version of Switch games, somebody press right stick. They literally count it 1, 2, 3. Character moves over. How are you supposed to do certain battles on Kingdom Hearts where you can't count on Sora making precise movements? Forget about playing proud mode.
Yeah, in 3 seconds, Sephiroth killed you. Like, you're done. So you don't got that kind of time. You got to make, like, the move now.
Forget that one challenge part on Kingdom Hearts 2 where you have to literally fight Cloud and Sephiroth together.
Yeah.
Forget that. You're not doing that.
How are you going to take out Organization 13 one by one if, like, you're lagging? Yeah. These guys give no fucks.
Clearly. Sifu, that's a game I was waiting for. I actually want to play that now that it's coming on Switch. I know it's on PlayStation. I never bought it, but I was saying, wait, until it comes on Switch. So it's coming on Switch November 8th. Priceless Core Final Fantasy VII Reunion. We are talking about that's going to light up our December. Yes. So, you know, ho, 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 Merry Christmas. That's a good Christmas gift. Radiant Silver Gun, Shoot 'em Up, Shadow Drop. Endless Dungeon, roguelike co-op game next year. This is another game I'm actually disappointed at. Tales of Symphonia Remastered. Who on God's green earth said we wanted this game? They literally chibified all the characters and they look like they have Lego blocks as feet. Nobody asked for this. Not a soul.
They should have just took the PS3 version. I don't know what they're doing.
It's something. But there's no way you could tell me that they couldn't just let that game. They're talking about remaster for the ride. That ain't no remaster. That's a step down.
They had it done. That ain't... PS3 version exists. Yeah.
Stupid. I'm not even looking forward to that. During the highlight reel, they show Life is Strange, Romantic Saga, which I can't wait for that. Lego Brick Tales, Disney Speedstorm, Fall Guys Season 2. Another game I'm looking forward to, Kirby's Return to Dream Land Deluxe, which is, yes, they listen to me. You can actually play as Kirby for everyone on this co-op game. You can also do what you used to do on the previous game, where everybody was either Meta Knight, DDD, Waddle Dee, or Kirby. Sometimes you just want to be able to play as Kirby and get your own copy ability, and that's what they did. They answered our prayers, because let me tell you, Forgotten Land, it was fun, it was luscious, the graphics, the environment. But if you're telling me player 2 has to be stuck at throwing a spear the whole game, not interested. not interested. Right?
Not the same.
It was garbage. And then we have our headliner, Legend of Zelda Tears of the Kingdom, which was the last game they announced. I don't know. Let me ask you this, Loco. When you watched that trailer, how did you feel?
I didn't know how to feel. Like, aren't you, like... I'm watching the trailer.
Yeah, I have to agree.
And I'm sitting there looking at it, and I'm just like, I want to be happy. But I don't want to put myself in a position for disappointment. You know what I mean? Because, like, I mean, you hit the nail on the nail with a hammer. The hammer, right? Said the analogy right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. you hit it when you talked about it earlier, but I don't know.
I don't know. Something's missing. They need to show us more.
Yeah, just like it's like when Marvel does an ambiguous tease trailer of a hero. It's like, you know, you're in New York, you just see a web flying. Is it gonna be Spider-Man? Is it gonna be Miles? Like, what's up? Like, what? I need more. I need more for a reaction.
Mm-hmm. Fair enough. Yeah, that's how I felt. Yeah.
And it was actually a curve, because the way they dropped Kirby, we thought Kirby was going to be the last game. You know how they always say, stay tuned for this last topic, this last thing. And, you know, we're all sitting here like, yeah, it's about to be the last game. And they quickly followed Legend of Zelda right after Kirby. So it was like, okay, so it's two games, even though he said only one, you know, one title left. So that was nice. I don't know. I don't really have feelings for that either. I just want to wait and see what it's going to do. We literally probably have December or January probably show, or no, January or February, they'll probably do a Zelda Direct where it's just catering just towards the Zelda and show us what's a part of this game. So that's it for the Nintendo Direct. Loco, was there anything, like, what's the favorite thing that got announced for you?
From Nintendo Direct, honestly, what I'm looking forward to the most, like, if I'm going to take away my bias towards GoldenEye, I gotta say Fire Emblem. I'm gonna be real with you. Like, so when I saw the meme for the character, I was like, yo, you gotta be kidding me. Like, I gotta see this. So then I'm looking at the trailer and everything, I'm looking at the gameplay, and I'm mostly looking forward to that. If I was known for being sarcastic, I'd say Pikmin. No, I'm not looking forward to Pikmin. No, nobody asked for that shit.
I was about to say I'm gonna skip over that because I know ain't nobody asked for that.
Like, we can just stick to Olimar Smash, bro. Like, that's all I need in my life. But another Pikmin game, like,
good enough.
You could have gave us so much more stuff. But if I had more information of what's gonna happen with Zelda, hands down, it would be Zelda. But that was the first time I've ever watched a release of Zelda and had no emotion whatsoever.
Yeah. It was kind of disappointing. Right. A little bit.
And I mean, yeah. I want to be wrong. I really want to be wrong. And I want the trailer to come out, be fire, answer all my questions, let me know what's going to happen. You know? But until then, poker face.
I think they did a little bit too much. I mean, I know they want to show the game, but I just feel like they could show a little bit more gameplay, like real gameplay, not gameplay cinematic.
For the third reveal. The third time they're showing it, and they haven't really shown it.
Not even much. And I know they're trying to keep things under wraps because you got a lot of companies, again, like 4chan, all these other underground places, they start leaking stuff. And they start saying, because Nintendo and they ninjas, they love to clamp people from dropping stuff early. I mean, look at Splatoon 3. Splatoon 3 broke street date, right? You know, all the hackings and different things like that. So, I mean, I admire Nintendo on that front, but then to have the third time showing this game without any real meat to it. Remember the last direct from last year, remember they said we don't have much gameplay on it, but they have, it says Breath of the Wild 2 working title, right? I feel like we should be seeing a little more when the game comes out in May. Again, I guess they don't want to take away from it, so.
I mean, it's a nice little teaser trailer, something that's going to keep you at the edge of your seat waiting patiently, you know. Only
thing
we can do is wait.
Yep. That's it. Josh, what game were you looking forward to stay to play Nintendo Direct?
In the Direct? I think I have to agree with Fire Emblem. That looks good. The other one that kind of caught my eye because I love the art style is Octopath Traveler.
Yeah.
Yeah, that... I love that art style, and I think it looks did even I say better that? Than the first game.
No,
I think you did.
I think you missed over it.
No, I missed over it.
Game Boy SP vibes.
Yep, you're right, because I didn't mention Splatoon 3 Splatfest, the first official one coming, and Octopath Traveler 2. I don't know. I didn't like Octopath Traveler 1, so I don't know. We'll see what happens. Okay.
Yeah. that game is on everything except PlayStation. I don't know why. Which is so strange.
The irony. So... this is gonna be real funny. I'm actually looking forward to the Xenoblade 3 DLC. That's what I'm really looking forward to. I don't know. For me, I love Xenoblade Chronicles 3. It was an excellent game. I loved it. Took me a little bit over 80 hours to finish the game. It's just, how much do you put this much in a game? It just blows me away.
We already got a silhouette of the next character.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, can I take like 5 seconds to be childish real quick?
Yeah.
Hey, shout out to my guy Metal, because like, I don't know what kind of lighting you're using over there, but my dude is glowing right now, bro. My dude is over.
Oh my god.
Like, bro, you looking like God touched you with both fingers right now, man. I'm like, I can't stop looking at him right now. I'm sorry. Oh my god. My man got like 4 Halo lights on his face right now. Even his beats are like glaring right now, man.
I when my light above me went off, I have a little small pot light. I replaced the 60 amp, but when I put 100 in there.
Oh, so, bro, you look like every rapper's necklace in a music video right now. For those of y'all that don't know, I'm the reason why Metal has gray hairs.
Whatever.
Sorry.
No, you good. So for me, I think that's my most announced game. That and then the Kirby game, Kirby Return to Dreamland Deluxe. I love me a good solid Kirby game. This has Kirby Superstar vibes to it, being able to have all those different modes, and it has all the same multiplayer games like the Bomb Rally. I love playing that, where you have to tap A when it comes through in the bomb and try not to blow you out. Like, I love playing that. So that was some good stuff.
Or the 4-player showdown. Yeah.
The samurai. Yeah. And I think I heard that all those games are online.
Cool. That's cool.
I think that's what
it's
I
heard. Got its own like Mario Party baked in. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So I'm actually looking forward to that.
We're about to touch on another.
So
my bad.
Yeah, yep. So we got our last topic of the day, and for the first time, actually, you know what? Let's do this. Let's kind of call the Sony State of Play topic / nuggets at the same time. It's only a few games. We don't have any nuggets to really go over for the first time, because there's so much to cover. In this episode, I really feel like this will be part one, and then I feel like next week we're gonna just kind of like touch over certain things, so that'll be like, you know, part two. But just to kind of go through the game. So Sony State of Play was on the evening yesterday, and it opened up with Tekken 8, which I mean, we all know Tekken starts on PlayStation. That's where it always was. Tekken 8, it's not going to be an exclusive game. Now, are they going to add more things to it for it to be exclusive? We don't know. We have no idea. But for right now, it didn't say console exclusive. But they opened the show up with Tekken 8. Then they opened it up with a lot of PSVR 2 games, Star Wars Tales of the Galaxy Edge Enhanced Edition, and Demo, which is a tabletop role-playing game. I actually thought that was Dungeons & Dragons at first. It actually looked really nice, really intuitive. And Lord Oni was saying to read up on the PSVR 2, they dropped reviews on it already. So I guess, Josh, that's our homework. We're going to read it. And
yeah, we'll save that for next week. Yeah,
yeah. We'll talk
at TGS,
about that next
they
week.
Just blew that thing wide open. Yeah.
Yep. So they announced. So now, as much as Nintendo did with the farm game, Sony State of Play, they did a lot of Japanese, you know, sword fighting, Ronin kind of games. You have Like a Dragon Ishin, which is the first time it's ever being released outside of Japan. Once you have that game, Hogwarts Legacy, it's getting some special bonus content on the PlayStation. Haunted Hogsmeade exclusive quests. We have Pacific Dive, which is a survival driving game. The game looks fun. I thought that that was a PSVR 2 game at first. I would love to see that being a PSVR 2 game. Seeing how you're right, you know, you're right in front of it. You're driving. You're trying to dodge lightning bolts and stuff flying around. So I would like that to be a PSVR 2 game.
That would be cool.
We have PlayStation Stars, which is like a honor system for people who's been around for PlayStation longer and being able to subscribe to different benefits and things like that. Kind of like sort of My Nintendo and the Nintendo Rewards. We have Sin Duality, which is, I was actually looking forward to that. At first, I thought that was Zone of the Enders. Right,
that's what I thought. Yeah, it was. I can see the resemblance. Yeah.
So I thought it was. I thought it was Zone of the Enders, but it's actually another mech game, PvPvE, which looks pretty good. Stellar Blade, which people are buying just to watch this woman's ass go move around. It's a tech. It's like a technical sci-fi, you know, action game.
The Korean made Bayonetta.
Oh man. Then we have Rise of the Ronin, which is another Japanese
game.
This and Stellar Blade, I think, are console exclusives.
Because Sony's helping to fund them.
So those two games you can only play on the PS5. So if you want to play Stellar Blade and Rise of the Ronin, you must buy a PlayStation. We don't know what PlayStation in year three looks like, PS5. We don't know what that looks like. Hopefully it's good. You know, hopefully they starting to churn over some of them games. I honestly can't wait for us to be in a generation where they're not still counting previous games. I don't think you guys really understand and know how much development it takes to build a game up for the new gen console and then also have it on the previous. It's something's got to give and something's going to lose. Either the next gen version is not going to be good or the previous version is going to be a waste. And they're not the only one making a mistake. Nintendo did the same thing with Breath of the Wild, right? They made it a secret. They said the game was coming to Wii U. The Wii U could not properly run this game. It was a good idea and it was a good concept, you know, with the tablet and everything, but the game, it didn't run real. It was definitely technically struggling. If you want to play a better version of it, play it on Switch. And that's what ended up happening. So we have a blue and white God of War Ragnarok DualSense controller. I thought it was going to be a whole console, but apparently it's just the two windows. So good luck sticking with your midnight black, like a reddish color.
Cosmic red,
color, black color. Midnight purple. You have those side flaps if you want to change it. But I did like how much work went into that blue and white controller. And then now, of course, we have God of War Ragnarok. Local, are you a God of War fan?
I mean, some might say that Kratos is my alter ego. Let me stop playing. But no, so I became a God of War fan like late high school, early college. And I'm playing this game and I was like, you know what? This man is a Greek mythology version of a pair of all black air forces. He came, he saw, he fucked shit up. You can't help but love it. I love the storyline. Like, and when I was, when I played the last God of War, I'm not gonna lie, I flipped off my couch at the end. And then they finally released a trailer for the new one. And I'm like, all right. And I'm a little bit biased towards it because, you know, I didn't like Thor in MCU, so I'm gonna look forward to it.
Yeah, a lot of people say that.
Bro, I don't like, come on now. In the comics, love him. In the original TV shows, love him. Bloodthirsty, cocky badass. You know what I mean? Now you got like Thor as a comic relief. I mean, yeah, he's still a degrading dick a little bit in the MCU, but I miss the old Thor. So to show my frustration, I'm gonna get the new Call of Duty and beat his ass.
Man, you better not touch no sticks on no Call of Duty.
Oh, we're gonna square off against Thor. Honestly, and he's the brute one. Like he's like the chubby brute one.
I've seen that. MCU's depressed Thor.
Oh
my gosh. What were you looking for mostly during that show, Josh?
Oh, well, I am very excited for Ragnarok, but I opted not to see it. Like, I didn't want to see it.
Oh.
And same fair enough. With Hogwarts Legacy, because those are two games I'm going to get, like, right away. I don't need to see it anymore. But, like, from what I saw, Rise of the Ronin looks great. Yeah, that looks incredible. And, like, Stellar Blade's looking cool, too, for reasons. Yeah.
I mean, for me, the game that I really wanted to see wasn't announced. I would like to see a remaster or remake of Legend of Dragoon.
That's or even PS Premium would be nice.
Forget that. Forget that. Give me a remake from the ground up on this game. This game is, first of all, it's not only one of a kind. The battle system, you can't compare it to anything else. Yes, I know you go and you select your items, you select this, you select turning into your dragoon. I get it. But to pull off some of the biggest attacks, you gotta time that X button. And then to throw that wrench in, when they wanna counter it, you gotta press the triangle in time, right? And so some enemies were good at countering to the point where if you weren't actually timing your triangles to go against the counter, you weren't fighting that boss because they were already taking so much energy off you, I mean so much damage, that you couldn't even fight it. Like, it was actually crazy. That fight, that first Congo fight, if you wasn't hitting your counters, I mean, it kept picking you up and throwing you. So,
my bad, go ahead.
No, what were you saying?
I can't lie, I was like teenage girl hype about Tekken.
Yeah.
Because, like, mind you, that's like one of the games I grew up on. You know, that's like one of the games that you, like, have evil thoughts about your older brother and your older cousin for kicking your ass in that game. You know what I mean? Like, you had no other choice but to get better in it. But I played it for two reasons.
One, just pick Eddie Gordo.
What's up?
Yeah. Just pick Eddie Gordo.
No, actually, my dad was. My guy was Ho Rong Lee, and when they introduced him, Lars. But
oh yeah, my, Lars. I like Lars.
My tester character, like, to see if you're good or not, Steve. My ultimate, like, fuck you character, you earn my respect, is Brian Fury.
Yeah.
All right.
Whoa. What's that? What's that look? You trying to get this?
Absolutely not. Absolutely not.
But.
Anyway, so that is the state of play. If you guys have any games that you know you want to create conversation, create buzz, talk about it, tag us on Twitter, you know, tweet out, you know, how do you feel, what show was better, what games you want to see, do you feel like you were let down? I know a lot of people were saying they didn't like the Direct, but then it kind of slowly came around and people started enjoying it when they started announcing other games. So drop to us on social media what you think. But Josh, I mean, I think we're done. Is there anything else that we could possibly cover on this where we start to give Loco our thanks?
Sorry?
Loco got one question. Just one question. On a serious note, like, let's do early Christmas wish list, like, what up kind of thing. If you had it your way and they can either make a sequel or remake of a classic game that you loved from back in the day, what would you choose?
I already called it Legend of Dragoon. I already called it. That's how much in the love with that game I am.
Okay.
When you actually learn the button combinations and the timings for, like, Lance out and Albert's Gust of Wind dance, you have to understand pulling that whole thing off. Hearing the music, the battle system, being able to turn into a dragoon, like, all of that is just like. It's nice, and I feel like not enough people know about it, right? I mean, they even scratched off Dart from coming in PlayStation All-Stars. He was actually supposed to be a part of the expansion.
He would have been the next release if they didn't.
Before it got canceled.
Absolutely, yeah. He was coming. You know, I've been pretty blessed. Like, they gave me my Crash. They gave me my Spyro. Those guys all came back. And those are, like, my two favorite series. But my boy Sly Cooper is still stuck in Egypt.
High five.
Yes. High five. My boy is stuck in Egypt. So we need to go get him in the sequel.
For me personally, and I feel like I'm going to be the only person in the world to say this, I want Jet Set Radio Future back.
Ooh. You know, that's fair. Might get your wish. Might.
I was just going to say, I know they're working on it.
They have somewhat of a version of it, but I need...
Yeah, it's a spiritual successor.
I need Jet Set Radio, Jet Grind Radio back.
Those are awesome games. I agree with that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Before we get out of here, I just wanted to say thanks to Loco for joining us on this episode. You know, appreciate you being here, showing your face, getting able to chat the games up with us and being able to have a conversation.
You guys having me, man. I appreciate the opportunity. I've been a long time fan, man. And whenever you guys whenever you're ready for the original the crazy work to come back and, you know, talk some shit, I'll be here, man.
Gosh. Okay.
we normally do a spot where we get our guests to talk, but this episode we got to get you back. So popping.
I'd be more than willing to come back, man. Whenever you need me, you got my
for sure.
You got my MySpace.
Yeah, we
got. Holler at me. Hey man, don't grab your head like that.
We got to get you. Don't grab your head like that. We got to get you back when we do a proper episode. Was there anybody you wanted to shout out? At least you can slide that part in before we get
out
of
here. Shout out to 4KE. You know, shout out to my boys. Shout out to Stripe. Shout out to TJ. Shout out to Metal. You know,
That's good.
Hi, Mom. Hi, Dad. Let me stop playing. But no, shout out to everybody for listening. Shout out to everybody that's been supporting my boy. Josh, this is our first time meeting. I hope it's not our last, man. We got to keep in contact. And that Gundam, I've been looking at that Gundam on top of your pops. Like, is that a Gundam on top in the background?
Oh, the one with the wings?
Is that a Gundam?
No, that is a Power Rangers. Megazord. Yeah, that's Power Rangers. Yeah.
Give me a hug, bro.
That's even better. I'm a big Power Rangers guy.
Like, I thought I was the only Gundam fan in the world, but no, that's even better that you got the Power Rangers Megazord, man. No.
Can we go for the bonus points? Is that the Ninja Megazord with the attachment on it?
Yes.
It looked like the Ninja Megazord from the movie or whatnot.
Yes.
I could see the original. I could see the Shogun Megazord right next to the right, which is probably your left. And then I see the original Megazord in there. And it looks like the Dragonzord is in front of him. What's in front of it?
Oh, that's a Transformer. Yeah.
Transformer, okay.
Yeah.
It's a little phasey there, so I missed that. But
it's blurry, yeah.
So Josh, next time we're gonna have to do a little figure for figure battle.
Nice.
But we'll do that next time.
Yeah. Oh nice.
I got like one right now, and then that's it. One right now, and then this one, Metal's gonna steal this from me whenever he visits me again. But so your man's a diehard Kingdom Hearts fan. Right? Oh, there we go.
Oh. Yeah, I still need to. I still need that link. I need to go.
See, look, that's a detour to him talking.
I need to get one of them links. Anyway, this was episode 125, y'all, of the Jaktan podcast. We appreciate everybody who joined in, supported us on this episode. We got to do things Jaktan style. Loco, you got Limo headed out front, taking you to a destination of your choice, and Josh and I is heading out the back. And with that, we are out of here. Good night, everybody.
Good night.